coronavirus update.
India's Serum Institute, you remember that place where we got our AstraZeneca from, the world's largest vaccine manufacturer by far. The first batch of vaccine shots for the COVAX Global Inoculation Program was dispatched on Tuesday. So the Global Vaccine Procurement and Equitable Distribution effort aims to secure vaccines for at least the most vulnerable 20% of people in every country. Good job.
And now, we're talking social media trends on our Corona update. Why? Because possibly the biggest social media trend of 2021. Vaccine selfies, they're being called, and they're taking all over social media since the COVID-19 vaccination rollout started in the country last week. Social media has been buzzing with healthcare workers. Some particularly nice-looking doctors, may I say. Guns out, vaccines in. Particularly selfies of them getting COVID-19 jab in hopes of encouraging others to get vaccinated too. It's nice to see.
I saw that on the socials.
Hey, did you see that one doctor?
Did you come to get shots? Gotcha.
Yeah, no, he's sitting there, but he's also doing that thing. You know that guys do in a picture where you're like, tense! So that you're gonna six pack.
No, he apparently that doctor, that's him.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's not that famous doctor who's like on Instagram and
no, it was just like a normal doctor who just seems to have some proper pics.
I'm so sick.
I'm feeling so good. I'm a temperature doctor.
Guys, coronavirus up to
this. Yes, serious.
So we'll give you something serious here. And I'm actually like, I'm disgusted. Right? So I saw this story on Vic Nider's show page, ecr.co.za. Mm. And obviously we know what's happened with COVID-19. It turned into an absolute world pandemic. And then now animal rights groups, PETA, warns that a shocking Thai joint military exercises program could send the world into yet another pandemic. Ask me why.
Right.
Why?
Because the soldiers are they're eating live animals and drinking snake blood. Hmm. I mean we haven't learned from the bat.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second. I still know that you don't really care about animals, considering you just called it PETA.
Yeah, PETA. Yeah, but
people for the ethical treatment of animals.
Yes.
Ah, did you know that?
Okay, no, but I saw the story on Vic Nader's show page, and I was like, oh my goodness gracious me.
That's rough.
It is hectic. Mm. So you can read that full story online, isa.co.za, but I'll just, I'm very
sick. Actually, no, it's a good story if you're going to read, and then that's the place where you put your outrage. There's some other pages where we're just throwing outrage for the sake of outrage. That's a good one to actually join the outrage on that.
That's
one.
The one to share.
That's the one.
Yes.
All right, on ecr.co.za. Having a look at all the numbers, and the only numbers we really need to worry about, you would have heard Mike V earlier this morning on Early Breakfast telling you that we are celebrating less than 5% case positives, over 93% recovery rate here in South Africa. We're doing a great job getting the vaccines in arms, up to 20,000 already in arms, plus the second batch of 80,000 Johnson & Johnson arrives on Saturday. So we're on track. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Until we reach population immunity, we do still unfortunately need to do the things that need to be done to protect everyone. Wear your mask, don't gather, social distance, sanitize.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.